Hi there. The word for today is simplifying your life doesn't have to be complicated. Thoreau said, and I quote, "Our lives are frittered away by detail, so simplify, simplify." Jesus put it another way. Matthew 6, verse 25, the Beatitudes, he said, "Do not worry about your life." Did you get that? Then he said, "The birds neither sow, reap, or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them." Charlie Shedd pastored a large church with a lot of demands, so he and his wife created what they called their simplicity list. Here are some of the things on it. First, make sure you need to simplify. Your problem may be inertia because you aren't doing enough. Selfishness never simplifies your life, it complicates it. Here's another one from the list. Remember why you're here. Put God's will first. You unclutter by having a pivotal purpose on which your life swings. Here's another one. Drop useless goals. Don't wear yourself out on meaningless pursuits. You frustrate yourself by dedicating your life to the unimportant. Here's another one from the list. You can't do everything. If God intended you to be six people, He'd have divided you up. So leave some world building to others. Live one day at a time. Plan and hope for the future, but don't live there. Jesus said, "Each day has enough trouble of its own." Live well today, and you know what? Tomorrow's strength will come. Here's another one from Charlie's list. Wherever you are, be there. Stop thinking that happiness comes at 5 o'clock at the end of your workday or at the evening's party or when you fall asleep. Live in the present. Here's another one. Develop a hobby. A change of activity keeps you fresh. Time spent playing is not unspiritual. It's time spent well. Here's another one. You can't slow the world, so slow yourself. Learn to gear down. When you can't, alter the pace. Retire to the inner sanctuary and alter yourself. And finally, adopt the perfect pattern, which is Christ. His life cut history squarely in two. Follow him as he lives a mighty life in quiet confidence. Paul puts it this way, Philippians 2 verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." And that's the word for you today.